invention of mine.
Tell them about keeping the strip clean with the dumpster.
Oh yeah, we had a thing. This was a collaboration with the bikers, and the hard drugs. Haight-Ashbury had already fallen to hard drugs.
Yeah,
they'd collapsed, and so the people on the strip said, "Hey, we don't want the same collapse to happen here. So we need to do something about it. We need to keep the hard drugs away from the strip. You know, a pot, hash, acid, fine and dandy, speed freaks, barbs, heroin, all this mean cocaine. You had to go to the hall to get that. You can't come down the strip to sell it. You can't mention it. You can't come here." So we had a collaboration with the bikers. And the rule was is hard drugs cannot be dealt on the strip. And you will be dealt with harshly. And the way we dealt with this lasted for a short period of time. It didn't last a real long time. It was an experiment. And the cops knew about it too, because, you know, I told the cops this, you know, hey look, we're self-policing. You know, we don't want the hard drugs here either. We like our environment. We love the fun we're having. We like the people. We don't want the hard drugs either. We're not going to turn them in, but we're going to tell them not to come here. So this is how it worked. If a hard drug person came down to sell drugs in the strip, he was told to leave. Warning number one. Number two, if the hard drugs people showed up again, they were, you know, sort of slapped around, you know. They're taken off the strip, and a little bit more intense conversation would take place. And step number three would, they would take them around. There used to be an apartment complex, you know, a two-story apartment building right behind the strip on 11th Street. They would take them up to the second floor, slap him around, beat him up, steal his money, steal his dope, get rid of his dope, and they would throw him from the second floor into the dumpster on the ground floor. And that was step three. That was the harsh treatment. They'd thrash him up real good and throw him into the dumpster. And it was, you know, it wasn't a formal thing, but, you know, the word got around real quick. You know, after a few dumpster dumps, the word got around that the hippies are taking it in their own hands and they're teamed up with the bikers and we don't want hard drugs here. What happened is then the strip started, they moved the pit pin down there and the strip started getting bad. They moved everything. They moved the strip down to Piedmont Park. And when that happened, you had much wider open areas than the hard drugs did come in.
Right.
That's when they did come in, and there's because it was all... The spaces were all open. There was no controlling. You had people shooting up underneath the trees and behind this and behind that, and it was just no way. It was a melee. And then, of course, it finally collapsed. You know, the police did come in and break it up, as they needed to do, because it had gotten beyond...
Got scary.
It was no longer safe. It was no longer safe to be around.
About what year was that? Probably
73, 74.
Same thing
yeah.
was happening all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the location. It was the climate.
Yeah.
Political and economic climate.
Yeah.
And the place that the hard drugs could go was the pool hall.
Yeah.
On 11th.
On 11th Street, that was the designated hard drug spot.
Because that was what flipped me out, was going by there and somebody had sitting out in front of the pool hall with a towel spread on the sidewalk with needles for sale and bags of heroin, and we're just openly talking about it, and I'm going, good.
Oh, yeah. It was an open drug